So you get out of the Army, and then what?
I worked for Gates Wholesale Hardware. You might not have ever heard of them. It was a big outfit back years ago. I got out in 1957, I think it was. I got out on Wednesday, went to look for a job on Thursday, and went to work on Friday.
At Gates Wholesale Hardware, where was that?
At Brady and Elgin, the north side. I went to work just at the time whenever Sam Walton started Walmart, or started whatever you want to call it. You know, there are no more wholesale hardwares. Walmart was so big, they eliminated the wholesaler. Walmart could sell it for what...
Wholesale was buying it
for, right? That's right. You know, it's not in business. It hadn't been in business for years.
How long did you work there?
I think I worked there 2 years, and I did very well.
And what did you do there?
I was a bookkeeper.
Now, how did you learn how to become a bookkeeper?
I was in administration in the military.
Okay.
I was very good. I could type close to 150 words a minute. I won all sorts of typing contests. Bookkeeping is mainly using these posting machines, and it was like typing.
Mm-hmm. You were how old then about at the wholesale?
Let's see.
25?
Maybe a little older now.
25, 26 years old. Of course, Gates Wholesale was in North Tulsa.
Yeah, North Tulsa.
But in the meantime, here in Bixby, you had met a lady, young lady, way back when. So that's part of the story right now.
I met her before the military.
Tell us about that story.
Well, her name was Betty Margaret Compton. She moved here from Mississippi when she was 12. And we met, I think, the very first day that she moved here. I was 15, and just somehow or another, I think we always maybe knew she was my forever sweetheart. When our hands would touch, it would have lit the city of Bixby. It was unbelievable, the sparks. We never courted anybody else. I ran away then, of course, a year later. We got married then after I'd been in the military 7 years.
So you wrote a lot of letters?
Oh, my goodness, hundreds of letters. And she kept every letter I ever wrote her. And the grandkids just loved them. They used to have her get them out, sit on the bed, and she'd read them to them. So when she passed away not long ago, one of the grandkids became the custodian of all the letters.
As a matter of fact, she died a year ago.
Yes, a year ago.
January 18th, 2015.
That's right.
You were married then how many years?
63 years. You know, I really do believe this, that if a man's been married over 60 years, sure, you become close if you're married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, but something about 50 to 60 or 70, you don't become a part of each other, you become each other. If I was God that I made man, I'd make him aware that if they'd been married over 60 years, that the husband and wife would die together.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be so, you know, it ain't no fun. We knew that she was bad, and she told me I could buy an airplane because she was a pilot too. All of our family, all three kids, and we just didn't have an airplane. But she told me I could buy an airplane, which I did. And she told me I could buy a sports car, which I did. I bought a retractable hardtop convertible, a new one. She told me that I could join the country club again.
Did she tell you you could remarry?
She said I could get a girlfriend, but the girlfriend couldn't be over 10 years younger than I was. Now, you know, here I am 86, and that means I'd have to have a 76-year-old girlfriend. Damn, I didn't want no 76-year-old girlfriend. I didn't want a 26. That wasn't it. I did go to a party here a while back with a gal that was 39. Well, I told her I wouldn't hold her hand. I wouldn't touch her or anything, and I didn't. And it was a nice party.
So how many children did you have?
We had three children, Debbie, Cash, and Stacy. Two boys and a girl.
Cash. That's interesting.
Names are very important. I was introduced to my grandson this morning. I'm trying to get him on with Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland's a friend of mine.
The evangelist, Kenneth Copeland, right?
Oh, yeah. He has a $30 million airplane. He gave it to me last Sunday with me. And names are very important. I wanted him to change. He's just got an ordinary name. You know, I love military names. Major is a heck of a name. Say Major Dupree or something. If somebody hollers, Major, everybody's going to look. But if they just holler John, they might not all look.
Right.
But anyway, then his first name, his real name is Gordon. So I was telling Kenneth Copeland that, you know what we could do? We could name Gordon Gordon. Now, wouldn't you remember a name if you had a guy named Gordon Gordon?
Right.
You'd remember it.
So how many grandchildren do you have?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. I probably got 10 or 12 or 15.